Welcome back. I've been thinking a lot about a recent gathering of AI professors in Mountain View, and honestly, it's been such an eye-opener. It really highlights how artificial intelligence is fundamentally reshaping everything from academic research to how we actually teach and run our institutions.
It's a fascinating, albeit serious, shift. The core takeaway from that conversation is that while AI has finally moved out of experimental labs and into our daily workflows, it's creating unprecedented pressure on academia. Educators are essentially being forced to rapidly adapt their teaching methods, research standards, and even their ethical frameworks just to keep up.
And when you break it down, there are really three major shifts happening right now. The first one is just the sheer speed of everything.
Exactly. The velocity of AI development is completely outpacing traditional academic cycles. We're operating on semesters and peer review timelines, but the technology moves in weeks.
It's true. A state-of-the-art model can become practically obsolete within just a few months. That makes it incredibly difficult for professors to maintain stable curricula or even publish research that stays relevant long enough to matter.
Which leads us to the second major shift, and this is where it gets tricky. AI is dismantling centuries-old standards of academic integrity.
Right. Because students can now use AI to generate hypotheses, analyze complex data, and draft entire papers, the traditional definitions of originality and authorship are just unworkable. It's forced a complete rethink of what it means to do the work yourself.
And we're already seeing the fallout in classrooms. Faculty are largely stepping away from take-home assignments. Instead, they're shifting toward in-class handwritten exams and oral presentations just to verify that students actually grasp the material.
But beyond the classroom, there's a third shift that's really worrying me. A severe talent drain that's starting to hollow out university computer science departments.
It's a structural issue. Tech giants are actively recruiting PhD candidates and junior faculty, offering unmatched salaries, stock options, and computational resources that simply can't be matched on a public university budget.
And that exodus has a real cost. It massively increases the workload for the professors who stay, and it's shifting groundbreaking research from open, public universities into proprietary corporate labs. That directly threatens the free exchange of scientific knowledge we've always relied on.
It's a heavy reality, but despite those challenges, the discussion really emphasized proactive adaptation over outright resistance. We can't uninvent this.
I love that approach. Professors are actually taking the lead in developing ethical frameworks to tackle AI bias, fairness, and societal impact. These are critical issues that profit-driven corporations often deprioritize, so having academia step up is incredibly refreshing.
And rather than just banning the technology, educators are finding ways to integrate AI directly into their curricula. The goal is to teach students how to critically evaluate AI outputs, recognize systemic limitations, and apply these tools responsibly.
It really underscores that academia is actively negotiating a new social contract for research and education. We're rewriting the rules as we go.
Precisely. The traditional academic model has to evolve to accommodate this rapid technological change, but it must do so while fiercely preserving scholarly rigor, intellectual honesty, and the principles of open science.
Ultimately, it's inspiring to see professors emerging as the essential architects of AI's future. They're not just reacting, they're building the foundation.
By reshaping classroom practices, establishing ethical guardrails, and carefully balancing industry demands with the public interest, they're ensuring that AI development remains grounded in truth, fairness, and broad societal benefit.
And that's the beautiful part. The trajectory of artificial intelligence will be determined not just by corporate engineering, but by the educators who train the next generation of researchers and define the moral boundaries of the technology.